entertainment for you.
Hello, listener. I am the internet. What you are about to listen to will be filled with pop culture, mumblings, random fits of rage, and non-stop laughs. Please buckle up and enjoy the ride. You are now on the internet with Seth and Katrina. Using my incredible power, I am bringing you this program live via streaming high-definition video every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. I want to hear from you. Call or text at any time during the show using the phone number 505-750-0304. On the Internet is brought to you exclusively by Duo and is sponsored our final episodes. I'm here to help Seth, Chris, Cameron and Matthew all transition seamlessly from a life filled with Katrina to a life void of her. It will be strange, but together, and with endless therapy, the extent of her control will dwindle over time. And now, here's Seth and Katrina.
Well, hello everybody.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, this is so loud.
I'm always really loud.
Oh my god, she's killing me.
It's because we don't do a sound check.
No, it's because you talk too loud.
Oh, sorry.
Because Katrina's never loud enough. I shouldn't have told her that.
Now
she's gonna
yell.
Gave her a bad idea. But anyway, welcome to On the Internet. It's the show that's
on the Internet.
We have a lot to talk about today.
We do.
Including our, we have an announcement to make.
Oh yes, those.
We've also got several things involving Matthew to talk about.
Aww,
no, these are things you're going to like. These are things you're going to like. And we've got some other stuff to talk about, like something involving you as well.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
What?
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Why?
But anyway, welcome to this On the Internet show that's on the Internet, and it's here every Wednesday live, except for the next 4 weeks. And you can call us if you're watching us live on Wednesday nights. At 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, and 11 a.m. in Guam, if you happen to live in Guam and you're one of those Guamanans. So, yeah, call us, 505-750-0304, and because we know that you are scared, you can also text us, and we will receive your text messages as well. So, do that. Don't follow us on Twitter. No reason to at this point. Doesn't matter. So,
can I add how colorful we are? We're quite colorful.
We are quite colorful, yeah. We're very bright and colorful today.
That's because I got made fun of for wearing gray. I almost wore my gray yoga pants. I was like, oh no, I can't do that.
Yeah, well, gray is kind of drab. So, although it does
black.
It does fit into your bipolar-ish that you were all gray and now you're bright pink. Went from
that
one extreme
true.
To the other. So,
We never said I wasn't bipolar. Let's just get that
well,
straight.
You did say that your pills were meant to regulate your mood. Which would
well,
be the
I'm
opposite
just saying,
of bipolar.
We never officially established that I didn't have bipolar before I started this.
That's true.
So, just saying.
So, anyway, how are you, Katrina?
I'm pretty good. How
doing
are you?
Good?
Yeah.
I'm doing all right. Chris, how are you?
Good. My sister just called.
I know. Your dad's not dead, is he?
No. Okay. We're on dog duty this weekend.
All right.
They're going out of town to look at houses in Kansas City because Jake got that job.
Well, that'll last 10 minutes because we'll just open the door. And then I'll close the door. I'll lose the dog. I'll go home.
Just gonna, she asked me to take her on walks, and I'm like, we'll see if that actually happens.
Oh, we're busy this week.
Awful. You guys are awful.
We're busy this week. We got stuff going on. Oh, my God.
Pay me. I'll do it.
I just had a horrible thought.
What?
Panella and the dog.
We can totally hang out at their place for like an entire day.
We could.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you clean.
So Colby and Pinella are coming up this weekend.
Cool.
And I do want to talk about that because Chris has a request for you.
Oh, shit.
I know.
Please come save
no,
me.
No, no request yet. No request yet.
No.
Request yeah. denied that hasn't hey. Been made yet. Hey, no request yet.
Hey, I want to tell the story of how this came to be.
Okay, that's fine.
That's fine.
You can hear her inaccurate telling of this story.
So, Seth.
Hey, no. Stop. Not yet.
God, is she not? It's like, hey, we're not talking about it yet.
We're talking about it now.
No, we're not.
We need to go over the other topics.
Yeah.
We have no other topics.
We have to talk about the ending of the show. That's
nah.
kind of important.
No, it's not.
Turn her down a little bit. She's still too loud. She's hurting my ears.
I'm not loud enough.
Turn Katrina up a little bit.
Food? Food involved? Food? Okay. Am I muted?
Katrina cares about
his
food.
I can't hear myself.
Okay, turn your headphones up.
I was getting there. I could hear Chris just fine. I couldn't hear anyone else.
Now it's going to be super loud.
Damn it.
She doesn't understand how
I do. You're the one that changed it. I I didn't.
He made them just as loud as mine, and mine are deafening. So I knew that I could deafen you with them. It's pretty great.
You didn't even yell. You just went.
I know. That's how I knew how loud they were. I know. So
anyway, topics.
Here's what's gonna happen. This is our last episode for 4 weeks. Okay, we're gonna miss 3 weeks of shows and then come back on week 4 with our next episode. So, what this means for the future of the show is that on June 17th will be the first of our final 3 episodes, and we will end on July 1st, I believe is when it is. That's our live show. So
our live show?
Like, yeah. Last so our last, our next show. Live show will be June 17th, released on June 18th. So live on Wednesday, June 17th, we'll be back with the first of our last episodes of On the Internet with Katrina and Seth.
So, you said my name first.
Well, yeah.
Aw.
Well, I mean, technically, you're the only one leaving. I'll still be here in this
but
town.
But you can't do the show.
Oh, I can do whatever I want.
No,
Cameron,
you
who's the founder of this company?
I think it's you.
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah, but it wouldn't make good radio to do It's on the Internet with Seth and Katrina and then go, It's on the Internet.
No,
with
it wouldn't.
Seth and I've blah, blah, blah.
Example.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Well, there was this big hot talk show, which you might be able to beat.
Oh,
into
I think I know what you're going to say. Yeah. I already know.
Okay, well, you already know. Yeah, they got rid of one guy.
They did. He's gone.
And the show's still going like crazy.
Yep. Yep. So, On the Internet with Seth and Katrina's last 3 episodes will start on June 17th. And me and Cameron have spoke for at least 15 seconds about sitting down and planning some great things for these final 3 episodes. So, they will be amazing. For the 4 of you that listen to this show, you will be blown away. How many people are in this room?
5.
Okay, so we doubled our listeners then. That's good. That's good. More than doubled.
That's not double.
It's more than double.
No.
If we have 4 and there's 5 in this room, that makes 9. Double of 4 is 8. That's more than double. I'm not a mathematician.
But when you start with more than half, when you start with 5, that's already more than half.
I think Katrina's thinking of it backwards of you're thinking of it. We double the amount of listeners we have.
Should be 10. Should be 10.
There's a science
us
button.
Doubled should be 10. Is
that
what I'm
on this
at.
One too?
Yeah, it's probably on the other.
Oh, here it is.
He's getting at the audience.
Oh,
doubled.
Matthew, you
got to
turn the cards on.
Eight.
I think. Are they on?
Yeah, they're on.
Science.
There we go. Beautiful.
That's weak.
Science.
What's triangle?
Hit it.
Did you?
We
eat
did this
part
one
of
last week.
Name?
Now he's a part of me forever.
We did. He tricked me.
Hilarious. Why did we never think of eating people? Oh my god.
Doesn't make any sense.
I would like, no. Since we're on this, can we listen to Donut?
Yeah, let me give some explanation to Donut.
Oh, God. Okay. Cameron literally just jumped out of his pants. Like, his pants are on the ground. He jumped out of his pants.
Donut is now Matthew's nickname.
Oh, God.
Okay.
It's actually more than just Donut.
Well, it is.
Because he carries that around his waist?
Well, let's say yes. Now it is part of that definition. So I don't even know how we ended up doing this, but at some day we were just hanging out and watching YouTube videos, and we somehow stumbled upon an episode of Kitchen Nightmares with Gordon Ramsay. And he was inside this kitchen that only microwaved food.
What?
Okay. And we had quickly, in this 5-minute clip, probably 20 seconds in, we had pinpointed the Matthew of the group. Okay.
Oh, I figured the whole restaurant he had, was the Matthew.
He stood with his hands like this, you know, like Matthew does all the time. And, you know, he had teeth like this. Matthew has teeth. He stood with his mouth open. Right there. You know, that's
that
my Matthew
my
impression.
Funny.
It's a good Matthew impression.
Yeah, and this guy was just like him. Well, about 4 minutes in, when Gordon Ramsay was fed up with the meal service, he's like, is anything in this place not microwaved? And then the Matthew character...
Oh, no.
The Matthew character said...
Salad.
And then Gordon Ramsay says, you don't microwave a salad.
You fucking donut.
And so that is now Matthew's drop.
You fucking donut.
So we have Killer Cam.
Killer Cam, Cam, Killer Cam, Killer Cam, Killer Cam, Cam.
You fucking donut.
So it worked perfect.
They're so different.
So that's his. And now,
and when did you watch this?
I don't know, a week or so ago.
Yeah, it would have been about a week back.
Yeah, about a week or so ago.
And you did this at work? Because you two know it, but...
I honestly don't know where we did this.
No, I know where we did.
Okay. Yeah, we did it for work. We were in the locker room.
We were in the locker room?
Yeah, we were in the locker room.
Do tell me that story.
Okay, well, we both needed to shower, and you have to walk through the locker room to do that.
Kinky.
And so Brian, we took off all our clothes. And Brian, yeah, Brian was there, and we started to bathe ourselves.
Was Rachel there?
No.
Later?
I would remember if Rachel was in the locker room with us.
At some point, I'm pretty sure she was there, too, though.
No. I don't know. I was pretty fixated on us.
Right.
Yeah, as we should be. But let's all just remember.
You fucking donut.
That's Matthew. Just remember that. So, you know, it's...
Science!
There we go. I'm now on the Lost Tribes board more than our own, and there's something sad about that.
That's that is pretty sad.
Board. Is it? Oh, it is. It's yeah. General.
It's
yeah.
A general board.
Oh, you even made this one red. Is that for me? Is red mean,
science.
Does red mean OTI? Oh, red means for political academics. No,
gross.
Oh, gross. That is.
We just
of course
thing.
Triangle is for why did we watch that? Of course, the one about eating.
Did
people.
You? I mean, did you really think it was for anything else?
I shouldn't have, but honestly, I'm. I don't.
Okay, so what else are we gonna talk about?
And baby hands is still on our board. he just put it on there.
He just
like I've asked for Cougar 70 times and it hasn't made its way. But baby hands is on here. So.
Also, did we get the clip of Seth going, shine
awkward.
Bright like a diamond?
Oh, no,
no.
They have failed, though.
Katrina never sent that to him, so in their defense.
That's not true. We did it on the air, so he has it in the recordings.
Oh. Okay, well, I'm done defending them. The soundboard software
you
just quit.
Failed.
And
fantastic.
Yeah, so I would like that for our final montage of triple episodes.
Oh, you want a montage? Oh, I'll make a montage.
Yeah, we can make a great montage.
God damn it.
Shouldn't have said anything, Katrina.
You have just caused your doom.
I always do. That's what happens when I...
Oh, we can finally sell that book of Katrina-isms.
It's a good one.
I should go back and listen to every episode of
that
Life.
That takes too much work. You
and
will
OTI
not do that.
Between now... I've got 4 weeks and nothing to do.
What do you mean nothing to do? I'm sure you've got something to do. You always have, like... tremendous
working
amount of stuff
less
to do
lately.
No, I have less. I'll make time. I'll find time. I have now have nothing to do but listen to Life and find Katrina-isms and define them.
Oh, my brother had one the other day and I was actually able to decipher it.
A Trevor-ism or a Katrina-ism?
Well, I would say a Trevor-ism, but I mean, we're the same, so it's kind of the same.
An Abbott's-ism.
Yeah, that's harder to say, but yeah.
A bit-some.
I'll do it in a bit-some.
What,
are you
going
to explain
yeah.
it, or you just...
Well, I didn't know if you really wanted me to. You didn't actually open the door like that I could say it or okay. not, so... It was...
Door has been open.
It's one creepy-ass door.
Here we go. I found the document of Katrina-isms. Let's see what's on here.
Oh, goodness.
Ooh, there's like...
There's two.
There's like one, two, three...
Four?
Four, and then there's one undefined one.
Mm.
So,
there's
the
four
very...
categories are just four isms?
No, there's four isms. Plus one undefined one. So the very first one is from a show from July 13th, 2011. It's our pilot episode. It's Are You With Cars?
That is not.
Probably the most classic Katrina-ism of all time.
I'd forgotten about that one.
Next is from episode 20, June 20th, 2012. Quote, so random fact, when you said hats, I was thinking like Cat in the Hat hats instead of like hat hats. You know, the tall ones with the stripes.
I remember that.
It's a pretty good one. Here's a new one that is MISSIDFALL, which is pronounced mistfall. Definition, like a pitfall. That's from our January 16th, 2013 episode. This one is from episode 34, the same episode from January 16th. It is panoramic. But you used it in a sentence like a panorama. I took a panoramic. And then, two episodes later, January 30th, 2013, episode 36, Teed Mom, which is, the definition is, the way teen mom is said when Katrina has a cold. Teed Mom.
Teed Mom.
So, those are all the Katrina-isms we have on there. I have to add a couple more. Did we not, do we not talk about that, didn't we?
There's on the last show.
What?
It should be like, Did we not talk about that on the last show, didn't we?
Yeah, that one. Did we talk about that on the last show, didn't we?
Yeah, it's gonna take me a while to translate that one properly, I think. That one's pretty complicated. But yeah, that's good right there. So back on track. Last episodes will be in a couple weeks. And I guess it'll be in a month, actually. But yeah. Stop by and join us for that, and we'll plan some cool stuff for you.
Yay.
Yeah. Sweet. Okay. Now, Chris, do you want to tell your story? Your false lies.
It is not
filled
a false
lie story.
So, the other day, we were at home, and Seth comes up to me and goes, "Do you think I should invite Colby up this weekend?" And I said, "Aren't you going to Wichita this weekend?" He goes, "No, you yelled at me."
She did.
I didn't.
This part is accurate.
I said, "Maybe you want to go the next weekend because it's more in between because we're going to be gone for some weekends to see my parents." So then he goes, "So should I invite Colby up?" And I was like, "I guess, like, that's fine, you know, blah, blah, blah." And he goes, "Okay. Well, because I thought Pinella wants to come up." And at this point, I went, "No." But it was already too late. He'd already texted Colby. Colby's like, "Yeah, I'll come up because Pinella's coming up."
This is not how it went down.
He thinks that he can just ask about Colby and not Pinella and sneak it in there.
Which is also funny because Colby comes up. Well, Colby's your best friend, so I feel like it's more accurate to ask about Pinella. Can he come over?
Right.
Than Colby, who's...
So here's what was going to happen. Okay, this is
your
actually
story.
This is actually what happened. So
Pinella
texts me, okay, and said...
And what day is this again?
He probably texted me a week and a half ago. It was probably...
So last Thursday.
Yeah, it was probably last Thursday or so. That's probably true. He texts me and said, "I'm coming up over Memorial Day weekend unless you got something going on."
He didn't even ask. He invited himself.
See, this is why
asshole.
I don't like Pinella coming up.
Okay.
Continue.
That's totally fine.
Continue.
I like it that people want to see me.
Right, of course.
I said, "We might be going camping that weekend, but I don't know."
Okay.
And he said, "Cool." So then, I was thinking, now that it is this week and Memorial Day weekend is this weekend, I was like, "Okay, Pinella, we're not going camping. It's going to rain. I don't want to lie to Pinella and tell him that we're going to be doing something when I'm really just sitting on my butt at home. So what I'll do is I'll invite Colby up, because if Colby comes up, then he's the buffer for Pinella. We don't have to spend..."
And why don't you like Pinella?
Pinella.
Shut up.
And why won't you like Pinella?
I have two reasons.
Gotta add that to the Katrinaisms.
Stop it.
One, the more guys there are, the more annoying they get.
She says she's outnumbered.
It's true.
And she can't explain that concept to me.
Facts. Yes, she's outnumbered.
Yes, there are more penises than vaginas.
Exactly. Fact.
Yes.
Okay.
Second, Pinella cannot hold a conversation that does not involve tits, butts, or jizzing.
Katrina, can I hold conversations that don't involve those things?
I mean, at least the jizzing, which makes you tolerable.
One time, we went to
jizzing
Chipotle.
Please write down for me later to remind me to talk about jizz more.
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you.
It makes it too much.
One time, we went to Chipotle, and there was this poor old couple next to us. And all they were talking about, him and this other guy, David, was jizzing on some girl's face.
Close.
And the couple next to us was, like, obviously uncomfortable. It was really weird.
Uptight.
No, she was awkward. She felt awkward in that situation.
It was.
I don't blame you.
And he just doesn't, like, I can talk to Colby about things that don't involve those. But you can't with Pinella.
I talk to Pinella about things that aren't tits. What'd she say? Tits, asses, and jizzing? Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
I think all the time.
She used butts, but yeah.
Okay, whatever. Randomly, she wasn't vulgar.
I just am saying he should have asked about Pinella along with Colby.
Well, my honest thing was, like, if Pinella comes up, we're going to do what Pinella wants to do, okay? Because I'm a nice guy and I like to appease my guests.
No, you can't say no.
No, I can't say no. I would have said no if she said Colby couldn't come up. But the honest logic was, if Colby's coming up too, then Pinella and Colby will do the same things. And so there would be no difference between Colby coming up by himself And Colby coming up with Pinella.
But there is, because like Colby comes up quite often. So like
he does.
It's like once in 2 months, yeah.
Okay.
We would see Pinella in a year.
More than Pinella.
Yes.
So
by
like,
one.
I'm more used to Colby being up here. I'm more comfortable around Colby because I get along better with Colby. So a whole weekend is different than like someone coming over for one night. And Seth doesn't understand.
So the
that.
Only way you can get used to Pinella is to hang out with Pinella more, but you don't want to hang out with Pinella.
I don't think I'm ever going to get used to Pinella because I don't think we're going to be friends.
Well, that sounds like a bad attitude. How'd you like if I had that attitude about your friends?
You do. The last time I wanted to invite Sydney over, you grumped.
I don't think so.
100%.
Prove it.
I remember you saying, it's not worth it.
That sounds like you.
That was a lot of evidence.
I mean,
I don't
it
know.
Sounds like you.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Cameron just sent me a text. Talk more about Jizzy. Well, it was probably Jizzy, and that's why she couldn't come over. I was so busy jizzing everywhere over tits and asses.
We all know
jizz.
That's not true.
That's just below the belt, Katrina. Sorry, it's our second to last episode.
Yeah, you're the one that brought up jizzing, so no holds barred.
Well, I like Pinella, and I like Colby. And they're my friends.
Not saying that's not
they're
true.
My friends.
I'm saying
I'm
you
pathetic.
Should ask for the whole group.
You ask for every individual involved.
Like I said,
or
I honestly thought there was no difference between Pinella, Colby and Pinella and just
because
Colby.
Literally,
Pinella?
He asked me 2 seconds Pinella. And then text Colby. There was no like wait or discussion. And he does this all the time.
Well, I thought it was a bonus. Like, I didn't have to do any extra coordination. I'm like, hey, Colby, you should come up this weekend. And he's like, yeah, I was planning on coming up with Pinella. And I was like, cool.
So but he did not say he was planning on
no,
it.
No, he said exactly that. He
prove
said,
it.
Okay.
Prove it.
I will prove this. I will prove
I gotta
this.
I got to pull a set.
If I prove this, you have to be on my side.
I make no promises.
You promised.
I'm just saying, you should ask about the whole situation, not part of it.
I mean, I agree. You gotta know what you're preparing for.
Especially because, like, I live there, and, like, I mean, he's gonna be there for a whole weekend.
Here we go.
Not just a little bit of time.
Okay.
There it is.
Seth, you wanna come up this weekend? Colby. Yeah, I was planning on coming up with Pinellers.
There you go.
Fantastic. I also like his new nickname. What did he plan on doing? Camping? I found my tent.
Okay, you don't have to read all these. Now we're getting boring.
No clue yet. It's supposed to rain, so who knows? Damn. Well, all right. Sounds good.
If you
want to
read something entertaining, scroll down till you see his time hop photo.
The 6 years ago today?
Yeah.
Retweet Colby and Colton. Join Colby and Colton for their final radio installment on June 1st. Join us at ColbyandColton.com.
Okay, and then continue reading.
Crazy. And since then, the show was revived and then died again. Ha ha. He told me he was sad we're not doing it anymore.
That's
bastards.
Colby. Yeah.
Do it again.
Bastards.
Never. I'm going to cry.
That was me.
I'd love to see that. You take pleasure in my sadness. No, just one time. You're crying.
Hold on. Look at Cameron's hair right now. What is happening?
He got struck by lightning.
It's getting pretty ridiculous.
Okay.
Oh, Cameron, I read an article.
I can't wait.
The other day that was like 7 things you can keep in your man bun.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Your merce? You have a merce?
Not yet.
No, in his man bun. He
oh,
could keep
bun.
Like,
I heard
a pencil in there.
I could keep a rubber ducky.
Yeah.
Or a little rubber ducky.
I feel like,
bill.
What's up with the man in this studio's hair? Like, Matthew's is getting really long, and Cameron's is getting really
and
long.
And Matthew, like, slicked it down today. It's
Matthew
weird.
Looks like he hasn't showered.
I feel like when we become legitimate and start making some real cash, you know, most companies invest in a, you know, a gym or a daycare or a cafeteria.
We're going to invest in a hair
We're
salon.
We're
going
to need a barber in our place. Just to walk through and pull people aside and go,
Nope,
no.
You can't go in there like
you,
that. Come
this
on,
is against policy. You need that shaved. That way we never have to see Matthew with his rat stash ever again.
It's not. I can't even call it a rat stash.
What would you call it? The chomo?
Oh, gross.
What's the chomo?
You do not remember. You don't remember chomo? Child molester.
Oh, yeah, you would still that.
Yeah, it's chomo even though it's C-H-I. Whatever.
It makes me want to gag because
hey, are we
just,
getting a
like,
phone call right
full
now?
Of grief.
We just got a phone call right now, and Matthew totally missed it.
You fucking donut.
Who called? Oh no! Oh, Chris, you're gonna
he heard
have
my
to,
rage.
You're gonna have to have a conversation with Mr. Pinella right now.
I'm just saying.
I doubt he's actually listened.
You fucking donut.
Probably just heard his name. Was like, give me a call.
Yeah, go ahead and take it. Yeah, take that call. Oh, Jesus Christ. Hey, Pinella, you're on the air.
Yeah, I know I am. I'm watching it.
Okay.
What did you say about me, bitch?
What did we say about me?
You were right. You were right.
We knew you only watched
it. So Colby's listening and told Pinella that we're talking.
No, Cameron tweeted.
Oh.
That's what it
Cameron.
Was.
Cameron, you fucking donut.
So, Chris is mad at me because I didn't tell her you were coming up this weekend.
Why am I not?
You are.
He just said...
I am.
Yeah, you are coming up.
Fucking idiot. Oh my God. Fucking idiot.
You fucking donut.
Yeah.
What day are we coming?
What?
What day are we coming, apparently?
What day are we coming?
Friday, right? You tell me.
That's fine with me. It's up to Colby because he's driving. It's Colby on the track.
Yeah, that's fine. I figured you guys would leave after you got off work on Friday, and right?
Yeah, that works.
All right, yeah, we'll be here. Yeah, I cannot
awesome.
Read that. Hey, Pinella, let me ask you a question real quick. We actually do have to go to a break, so I'm going to have to cut you off. But let me ask you a question. How much do you think, on a daily average, do you talk about jizzing?
About jizzing?
Yeah.
Or how often do I jizz?
No, how often do you talk about it? We don't need to know the answer to the second one. That's pretty clear. It's always and constant.
Doubt it.
I don't know. I talked about it, like, twice.
In one day, you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad. It's pretty par for the course.
So twice every day.
Yeah, that's pretty par, I would say.
It's a little excessive.
I would say me and you talk about jizzing at least twice a day. At least.
Yeah. But is that when it's just the two of you, or are you in...
Yeah, we just jizz everywhere. Ropes of jizz. And
gross.
Ropes of jizz is one of my favorite sayings. Ropes of jizz.
Ropes of jizz.
Yeah. Yeah, like if
what
I see...
You talk about anal?
Well, I don't talk about anal that much. I feel like we should up our anal game as well, too. How often do you talk about anal?
Yeah, sure.
Either.
More than jizzing?
All right, man. Well, I will see you in a couple days, then.
Yes, sir.
Did you sign up to watch this live stream with fuckseth@gmail.com again? You goddamn bastard.
No, it's just a text there, Phil, and she made me fucking register like a bitch.
Who?
Yes, we did. Fuck you.
Motherfucker.
He comes around full circle. That's what I said. All right. See you, man.
All right, later.
All right, bye. Colby called, too?
Colby called as well.
Okay, we got to put Colby on.
Man, they just really want to know why we're talking about them.
Yeah, call Colby. Let's call him back. Let's get him on here. He won't answer because it's an unknown number, but...
He should know
if he's not being
us.
A total...
You fucking donut.
He should know to answer.
What did Cameron tweet? Because it didn't...
Just talking
so,
about...
So, as Seth Neiman is talking about at TonyP93 at Colby Newman on the internet. Duo.com/live.
We didn't show up in my newsfeed, so I didn't know. I couldn't read it.
Is it my turn to talk now?
It is your turn to talk now.
What's up, man?
Hey, man. How's it going?
It's going. I'm listening to your show.
Yeah, I like how we made Pinella register for the website.
At that great website or username that he has.
Yes. Well, he actually had to use his real email address because we verify emails now because we're big time. He couldn't use a dummy one. I know. So, did you hear the whole story or just after Cameron tweeted?
Yeah, definitely after Cameron tweeted.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
So, I'm listening to the show, liar.
So, essentially, what happened is I asked Chris if you could come up, and I forgot to mention that Pinella would
also
be
involved. You specifically did not mention that Pinella was coming.
I didn't think it would be a big deal if Pinella came with you.
But Pinella asked first. You invited Colby. There's a difference there.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a big
that's
difference.
That's true. Well, I miss Colby. And I haven't seen Pinella in forever. I figured it would be a great time to party. And apparently they're best friends now. He's over there drumming, and Colby's tweeting him about Pinky in the Brain. It's ridiculous.
I'm tweeting him?
No, you're texting him about Pinky in the Brain. I saw that.
How do you know that?
Oh, I know all.
Did he tweet it? That piece of shit. You have to be fucking shitting me.
See, this is what I'm going to have to deal with all weekend.
Yeah, this
Colby
is hilarity.
Getting rage filled.
This is fantastic.
Are you?
Yeah. Three hours ago, TonyP93 tweeted this text message. Katrina, you want to do the honors?
No.
This is from Pinella to Colby.
What are you doing tonight, brain?
And then Colby replies with,
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
And then Pinella says,
this is the reason you're my best friend.
There you go.
God, that is so fucking gay.
You did it!
Yeah, you guys have nicknames for each other.
You call yourself Pinky and the Brain? And that means Pinella volunteered to be Pinky. Yeah, man. So,
I'm going to report that.
Inappropriate tweet.
I am reporting this.
Oh, man.
I am.
That's great. Well, we'll see you this weekend.
Yeah. Great.
You don't sound very excited.
You could change your mind. I'm sure Chris would love that, because then Pinella won't come, right?
I think at this point, Pinella's coming no matter what.
I tried, Chris. I tried.
I should now.
Don't you want to see me, man?
I do, but not with that douche.
See? Colby is under the safe.
No, you can't say that. You can't say that when he clearly loves Pinella by their text messages.
Colby,
because he volunteers to call him Pinky.
Colby doesn't,
have to do that.
Yeah, he doesn't want people to know that he loves Pinella.
Exactly.
That's
so now he has to hate them.
Yes.
Them.
But when it's only him and Pinella, I am 80% sure that they are having sex with each other.
Pretty much.
Probably. At least jizzing.
God damn it.
Right, Cameron?
Exactly.
Okay.
Cameron's just the guy that goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, is that it? Because I have to take a break. Like 10 minutes ago.
Let's take a break.
All right, man. Well, I'll see you Friday.
See you, man.
Are you going to close the live stream the second you hang up?
Yep.
Yep.
I thought so. All right, so we'll be back to talk about what we really think of Colby and Pinella after this break. Is Colby still there? Okay, I was going to see if Matthew was capable of doing two things at once. And he was. Good job, Matthew. You passed the test. Give yourself a round of applause. He didn't do it. He did it again. Good job. Okay, we'll be right back. Alright, coming back to the classics. Katrina, do you know this song?
It starts with one thing.
I don't know why. It doesn't
even matter how hard you try.
Keep that in mind. I'm designed to try to explain.
Cameron, were you a fan of Linkin Park back in the day? Who wasn't?
I still am.
Do they still make music?
No, it's not as good, but. That's where I say, like, it's not my favorite, but
anyway,
it's still good.
It's okay. They did that Jay-Z thing. I remember that. That was about all I really care about. But anyway, welcome back to On the Internet. It's the show that's
on the Internet.
We're live this week and this week only, and then we're taking a month off, and we'll be back with our final three episodes, so be sure to join us for that. So I guess next we could talk about a couple things that are happening inside my home, one which will enrage me and one which will enrage you. Or we can talk about Matthew, who has several hilarious topics to cover. You can shake your head all you want,
really,
but at some point,
hilarious.
You're going to hear about these. They're going to happen tonight.
Let's enrage you and talk about Matt.
Okay.
And then stuff that's going to enrage me.
Well, the Matthew stuff might enrage me as well, so.
You just said it was funny.
It is. It's hilarious. It's going to enrage him, actually, I think. If I know this correctly.
I feel like he's got to know what you're talking about, though, and he doesn't look that pissed off.
I never know what Seth's talking about.
No, he doesn't
have any
idea.
Oh, now he sounds irritated. He sounds irritated. Yeah. I never know what Seth's talking about. La, la, la. I'm Greaseball Donut.
You fucking donut.
So, okay.
Okay, I'm happy already. Go ahead.
Matthew or...
My joke. Really.
Okay.
I'm happy because of my joke.
Here we go.
Okay.
There is a giant, massive swarm of bees that has taken residence on my goddamn balcony. And I can't go out there. I can't cook steaks. I can't look at the grease on my grill. I can't do jack because there's a giant swarm of bees.
Okay. I thought you were going to say that they were by Matt's house. And I was going to say, please tell me he's allergic to them.
My God, you want Matthew to die.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's horrible. But
Okay, do you know how to get rid of bees?
No. I know how to buy Raid and spray them. But the goddamn bees, they're dodging the Raid. It's like Star Wars up in here, and I'm the Death Star, well, and they're the X-Wings, and they're using the Force to dodge my Raid. I went through an entire can of Raid and didn't kill one bee!
I would say that's why you don't try and point it at a flying object.
Well, how are you supposed to kill them?
I'm not the one trying to spray them with Raid.
Well, you asked, hey, you know how to kill bees? Like, you knew how to kill bees.
Of course not. I was hoping you'd say, no, how do you do it? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Well, the only way you do it is to buy Raid.
I feel like there's other ways to do
it. We bought some weird off-brand.
It's called Hot Shot.
And
that's your first problem.
Because I definitely hit a couple of the bees.
I think it didn't work, and I think the spray was bad. I think if we got actual Raid.
But are these
Raid,
like bumblebees or like big fat bumblebees?
They're
or
big
like,
fat bumblebees. Cameron, I think, said they were carpenter bees. They're like the size of a Prius. Just flying around out there in front of my balcony. Are you Googling them right now? Are you doing anything?
Her face looks very confused.
Are you having a stroke?
Well, I didn't come up with bees. It just said carpenter ants and then something else. And I was like, no.
Well, I think you
bees.
Called them wood bees.
Carpenter bees, wood bees.
Yeah. Maybe try wood bee.
I found it.
Maybe just
get rid of carpenter bees. One, spray a residual insecticide such as Lambda Star, Ultra Cap 9.7 CS, Fenvastar Cap, or Cyber WSP.
Where do I spray it? Just earth?
Spray a residual insecticide. It just says spray.
Where?
Dust and insecticide residual dust, such as Tempo Dust.
This sounds way complicated.
This does not make sense because it's not telling you. I mean, like you said, it doesn't say where to put it. It just says spray it. And then it says dust with another insecticide. After that's all done, plug up the hole. Okay, you're supposed to find their hole. And spray that in the hole.
I'm not doing that. I'm not going to the bee's house. I want to be as far away from the bees as possible.
But that's what makes sense because you got to, I mean, just like with plants, you got to kill them at the root.
I want to shoot the bees out of the sky.
It says you can swat them.
No, I'm not swatting.
Oh, no, that's my dad does. He has a tennis racket.
This is the only, my only real
tennis
requirement.
Tennis racket, you have a much better area.
Is that I have to do it through my screen door because I can't let the bees come near me.
Let Chris do it. She obviously works.
No, she doesn't
anyway.
Like bees either.
I will fucking do it.
It says the males can't sting you.
Oh, yeah. What am I going to do? Look at their vaginas and make sure they don't have stingers?
That's not true.
How am I supposed to know? Besides, there's definitely two bees having sex out there. Constantly. They're like the 50 Shades of Grey bees. I shot them once in mid-bone, and they just flew off like it didn't matter. I hate these bees, Katrina. All I want to do is go out on my balcony and smoke some cigars in the nice spring weather, and I can't because bees have moved in.
Seth, this weekend you're going to have two friends over.
You think Colby will help me kill bees?
I mean, does he want to smoke on that balcony?
No, he doesn't smoke anymore.
I call BS.
Okay, Matthew, call Colby again. We got to ask him if he's going to help me kill bees. Let's see. I bet he won't.
Well, not only that,
should we take bets around? What do you think?
How long has he quit smoking, though?
Like months. We'll find that out first.
Okay.
Oh, someone
I
said
still call BS.
Put a vacuum on top of their hole and it'll vacuum all of them.
I would prefer to spray something in there than to suck them out.
I do like the idea.
Spray
of
an insecticide.
Hey, what's
but
up?
The biggest thing
what's
is
up?
You have to find the
hey,
hole.
I got a question for you.
And I think it's
are you still watching the show?
I'm not.
Okay. So here's what's happening now. There is a giant swarm of bees that have moved in next to
bees?
My balcony. Bees. Bees.
Bees?
Anyway, yes. Chris is too scared to kill them. Obviously, I'm more scared of bees than Nazis. You know this. So, will you help me kill these bees? And by help me, I mean go out on the balcony and kill them without me being
absolutely
near the balcony?
Absolutely not. No.
Come on, man.
No. Unless I like layer up.
We can layer you up.
It's
how
like
are we gonna protect
tarp?
How are we gonna protect your face?
Here's
though?
The problem.
Ooh, what if we put a gallon Ziploc bag over your face and then put four coats on you?
I couldn't see then.
No, the Ziploc bag is clear.
Then I'll suffocate to death.
No, we'll poke small air holes in.
Here's the problem. You have to find the holes, and I think they're in between our balcony
now,
and
what I've killed hundreds of bees with Raid before. I've never killed carpenter bees.
Bees?
Bees? But I've killed wasps and giant hornets with raid before.
Yeah, but okay? The thing is, they're saying they'll keep coming back because the females don't come out of the hole.
That's all right. I'll keep spraying those bastards.
But they keep making babies till you kill the bitch. Goddamn.
I think maybe we need to tell our landlord.
You keep saying you can kill them over and over, but they're going to come back every year.
I think maybe we need to tell our landlord.
Fucking donut.
Can you shut up?
Who's laughing in the background?
I think that was you.
That's Dash.
Oh. Hey, are you, have you still quit smoking cigarettes?
Yes.
See, how long's it been now?
60 days.
Katrina called shit on it.
What?
Katrina said that was bullshit.
I said you didn't quit smoking.
60 days.
Yeah, because her original thought was you would help me kill the bees because you would have to go out there and smoke.
Was he going to smoke cigars with you then?
Well, to be honest with you, we smoke inside, so... Yes. And if there were bees, we would smoke inside, even if that wasn't allowed. Because bees make me do crazy things. I hate bees.
We know.
I hate bees. So, all right, well, do you think Pinella will help kill the bees?
Yes.
What happens if we get...
Can you just lock him out on the balcony?
Yeah. What if we give him two cans of Raid and push him out on the balcony and close the door? Do you think he'll take care of the bees?
And we know that door locks.
That would be hilarious. I want to see that happen, but man, he'd be so upset. He'd just scream.
He can get over it.
He would just scream.
Does he hate bees, too?
Maybe he won't ever come back.
Okay, yeah. Well, we're going to have to figure out the problem of the bees, because we just can't go outside.
Oh,
Nick just tweeted us, and by us, I mean me specifically, and he said, if they are bumblebees, you can get paid money for people to come and get them, bro. Don't kill them.
I don't think they're bumblebees, though. I think they're carpenter bees.
They ain't worth shit.
Can I pay money for someone to come and kill them?
Yes.
Because I will do that. I will pay a hefty fee if you remove the bees.
The landlords would do that.
Yeah, they really should.
I can't let the man who I pay money to live there know that I'm scared of bees.
Well, I would just say we think there's a problem. It can damage the infrastructure of your place.
Now you're going to sound like a crazy lady if you go down there and you tell someone that.
I'll just go down.
Please do.
I'm a girl. I can be scared of bees, and I'll say, yes. Hi, have you noticed there are a lot of bees flying around? Is there something we can do about that?
Because I honestly hate bees so much.
And then please make sure you say, yeah, I have a worthless boyfriend who's scared of them.
You think Mark would kill bees?
Yes.
Why? Just because he's been to Iraq? Because I'd rather go to Iraq than kill bees.
Do you know what's in Iraq?
Not flying Al-Qaeda, I'll tell you that.
Fucking camel spiders that are this big. Fucking camel spiders.
I'm not scared of spiders.
Are you fucking kidding me? Have you not seen that shit, how big they are?
I don't care about
that. Goddamn.
I hang around with this man all day.
Call Mark. See if he'll get the bees. He'll get the bees.
But he ain't gonna be here.
He'll be here in 3 weeks.
Oh, he will?
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember? I'm moving back with the asshole.
Yeah, we're gonna have to ask Mark about the bee problem when he gets here, because I bet he will kill the bees. Does he still have handguns?
Yes, he does.
Can
he just
shoot
got a new
bees
one
out of the sky with his handgun?
I'm sure he would love
because
to try.
Because they deserve a painful
he
death.
He would love to try.
I hate bees.
But I'm pretty sure that's illegal in the city limits.
Who cares? You know what should be illegal in city limits? Bees. You know what I hope go extinct? Bees.
No,
what do they
don't.
Do for
you
us?
Don't want that. You don't want that.
What's one thing bees do for
I
us?
I like how Colby's just still
they pollinate
on.
The plants so that
what,
we can live.
What plants do we need? Name
all
one
of
plant
them.
That we can survive, that we need to survive.
Do you remember
Interstellar? I would say the steak that you eat needs the plant to survive so it can live.
Malia would tell me they can grow steak now. So what now?
Think about Interstellar.
It's not the same.
Interstellar is a world I want to live
in. That's like
eating
tofu for the rest of your life.
You know what? Is it a world without bees still? I'm cool with that.
It's eating dirt for the rest of your life.
I'm cool with that too.
Oh
I hate bees.
We know you hate bees. Okay.
Whatever. Yeah. I'm over this.
All right, Colby, we're leaving.
All right.
Bring up your beekeeper outfit.
We'll try.
All right. See ya.
All right.
Katrina, this is a big deal to me.
I know.
I remember, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, we had the shantytown happening, and now I've got bees moving in.
Hey, I would take bees over the shantytown.
I wouldn't, because the shantytown doesn't fly up
and
sting
you
in your neck.
You should call Mark and see if he'll bring a bat and kill the bees.
We don't think we have his number over there. We'll have to get it during the break. Or you can give it to Matthew now, if you're comfortable with that.
I think you can hit him with a tennis racket.
Yeah, you can. and you have a wide surface area, so you can't really miss.
I'm not doing that.
It cuts them in half.
There's oh my god, I'll do it. Goodness gracious.
Oh, well, you don't need to call Mark, then Chris is going to kill the bees for me.
I'll hit him with a tennis racket,
so
sure.
Here's what's happening this weekend now. Me, Pinella, and Colby are going to stare out on the balcony while Chris swings wildly at bees with a tennis racket. It's going to be great entertainment.
Cool.
And then I'm going to swing at you.
That's all right. Are the bees gone?
No.
Then you
She's
going to
swing at you with bee juice all over that tennis racket.
I don't care if the bees are dead. I will revel in their carcasses.
I'm going
to
swing the bee into the apartment while it's still alive.
I will not be living in that apartment anymore. If there's a bee in that house, I will be with Cameron. Cameron, are there bees at your house? Okay, I'm going to live with Cameron if there's bees.
You realize that bees are a part of nature and you go camping quite a lot, right?
I don't go places where there's bees.
Bees are everywhere.
I no joke, I have off and raid in my camp backpack right now.
Then why didn't we use that raid? Oh, goodness gracious.
He has no brain. We already know this. Okay, so next topic. Can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going to say this. Can we talk about Matt?
Yeah. Yeah, we can.
Oh, God.
Hey, Matthew, let's pull up a chair over here. Let's get you on the mic.
He said no.
Come over here. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. How's it going?
Wow, he did the least amount of movement.
That's okay. Possible. It's radio. That's what we all do.
Wah.
So, have a question for you. This was brought to my attention from one Mr. Wolford. Okay. He has said in the last 48 hours...
He's prepared for the hate.
...that you have called yourself a veteran twice.
How long? Last 24?
48 hours.
Okay, 48.
Is that true or false?
Yes.
So it's true?
Yes.
Okay. I asked him, is that true or false? And
he said yes.
It's true. Yes.
Let's just take a quick poll. Katrina, do you think that Matthew is a veteran?
Have you served, like, overseas?
No, I haven't served overseas.
Then no, you're not a veteran. You've active duty. You've served in the military. I would not call you a veteran.
That was my opinion as well.
Okay.
So what I did is I went to the Department of Veteran Affairs.
Oh, God.
The official government.
The worst
website.
Place ever.
And I got the definition of a veteran. Quote, by statute, a veteran is defined as a person who served in the active military, naval, or air service and who was discharged or released therefrom under conditions other than dishonorable. In general, active service means full-time service, other than active duty for training, as a member of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, or as a commissioned officer of the Public Health Service, the Environmental Science Services Administration, or the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or its predecessor, the Coast and Geodetic Survey.
So, just give me a second. So, cliff noting, technically anyone who has served 4 years is considered a veteran, but not the reserves.
You have to have full-time service. In fact, it's not even full years. It's any length of time of active duty full-time.
Okay.
So, even to get more in-depth, two particular elements of the criteria to be a veteran, active duty and length of service, are often difficult for members of the National Guard and the reserve components to meet. As a result, these service members, having not met the statutory threshold criteria for a veteran. In many cases, members of the Guard and the reserves may not have fulfilled the active duty requirement. Members of the Guard and Reserves who have never been activated for federal active duty military service and consequently have not served on regular federal active duty do not meet the active duty requirements for the definition of veteran.
Okay.
Your thoughts?
Okay.
How mad are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
0.
Oh, I don't know about
that. I feel like it's 10 to an answer.
I feel like it might be a 15. So can we openly mock you if you call yourself a veteran now?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
I'm going to hit you. Every time you call yourself a veteran, I will hit you.
Sure, why not?
All right.
Have you, were you ever activated for federal military service?
Outside of training, no.
It
had to be outside of training.
Did you serve in the Persian Gulf for 12 months?
I was a kid.
It's just randomly thrown in.
Dad served in the Persian Gulf.
That speaks to the updatedness of our government, that their most recent example is the Persian Gulf War.
Which is what my dad served in.
But it he wouldn't meet the qualification for another war.
No, I would just like to point out that this
is outdated information.
I've updated this
since
the late
90s. You're at the Department of Veteran Affairs website, Seth.
That's what I'm doing. So
they still use paper files and not electronic files. So
it does say that if you let's see here, guard and reserve duty may not be considered active duty for benefits unless the service member, that would be you, performing the duty was disabled or died from a disease or injury incurred or aggravated.
So
if
you
in the
got
line
hurt
duty,
in training,
did you get hurt?
Yes.
I don't know if I believe it.
I don't. Yeah.
What happened? Do tell this story.
Yeah.
It's not like a stubbed toe.
And they have to be discharged for it. Like, yeah, you can't like get.
I was not discharged from my injury.
Okay.
No.
Where there's anyone who was discharged?
Did you get compensated for those injuries?
You gave them a disease.
Gross.
No, I didn't. God.
Did you catch any diseases when you served in the Persian Gulf War?
No.
Okay. So from now on, Matthew will no longer be a veteran. He is now referred to as a service member. Because technically, you are a service member.
Okay.
And I love it because the military is just all about dick jokes. He was a rear guard for a while. Now he's a service member. I can't wait to go home tonight so Chris can service member me.
Service your member?
Service my member so I can jizz everywhere. Just jizz all the time. So much jizz.
I mean, even the ranks we have is about dicks. Yeah. Privates.
That's very true. I didn't even think about that. What was Mark's rank?
I don't remember.
Well, he's probably an NCO by now, but he probably started off as a private.
Well, he kind of was forced to leave, so we don't talk about it much.
Oh, you don't talk about it. But he's a veteran.
Yeah.
He served active duty in the Persian Gulf.
Yep.
He did. I read that in a book. Mark Ratcliffe. The little R story.
It's not little.
I've seen it. I don't know.
Final episodes, dick comparisons. That'll get ratings.
Go for it.
I don't need to participate. I volunteer as a loser. I know
you,
it.
Not him. For the three of you to participate.
I would think. My dick's the size of a peanut. So
you keep saying this, but I don't believe it.
No matter what you believe. The person who would be probably closest would be Mark to Cameron, I would assume. I've never actually seen Cameron's penis, but I will one day. And Matthew,
well, why
I would
not
imagine,
make it our final episode?
Would be pretty similar in size, I would imagine. So the three of them naked in front of us would make for great radio.
I would say no.
If we could get Mark to agree to it, would you agree to it?
He wouldn't do it on camera, but I'm sure he would.
Well, I mean, if he stands behind the cameras,
let's
obviously.
Call and ask him.
Why do you want to call Mark?
Actually,
Mark.
You really shouldn't. He's with his cousin right now, so it would not
even
be appropriate.
Better. Let's call Mark so we can make him talk about his penis.
If I had his number, I would dial it, but I don't.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
It'd be a great con. Who do you think would win, honestly?
Between him and Cameron?
And Matthew.
He's not in that. I don't know because I've never even seen his to like mentally vaguely compare.
Well, just look at his body. Look at this pose right here. The hair. Everything
that's going
on. Gag. What do you think?
I honestly feel like they're about the same size. I don't know. I really can't say that I feel like one is going to be bigger. Of course, I want to say Mark is, but I really have no idea who would be. I've never been good at this.
The correct answer is always the person you're dating, just for the record.
Well, but I always try to be truthful, so
okay.
Certainly.
All right. Well, that was a good segment.
Was it?
Talked about bees. Talked about Matthew's service member.
Yep.
Talked about Karen's service member. So real quick, while we got Matthew on the mic.
Okay.
Just a little backstory. Okay. This would have been 8 years ago. Actually, it might have been.
Oh, crap.
It might have been 9 years ago.
Okay.
Almost 9 years. Would have been September, October of 2006. Okay. We were doing a little show called the Seth and Brian Show. It's what started this whole thing. It's legendary.
I know.
Okay? Matthew was on that show.
I know.
At this point, he was driving a white Ford Escort. Okay? And there was a good period of a week or so where his transmission was so foobar that in neutral, it went in reverse. And that in drive, it was neutral. And in overdrive, or, yeah, and in, like, third gear, it was in overdrive. his transmission was so jacked up that he could only drive in reverse. Okay? This I thought was strange, but Matthew liked to drive around in his Escort like he was in Fast and the Furious. He would put it in first gear, accelerate, then go into second gear and accelerate, third gear and accelerate, and then go into overdrive. It was an automatic car. Okay? There was no need to do this. This is why his car broke. So now that we have this knowledge, this week, Matthew's car broke. Yep. And it would only go in reverse. Now, it is now a manual transmission. But please explain to me how this man now, twice in his life, not even separated by a decade, has managed to break two cars so forward is reverse.
It's Matthew.
Actually, it wouldn't go you forward even in forward. I had to put in reverse to actually go in reverse. So, it wasn't as bad as the Escort.
I don't. That doesn't make it better, though.
How does this happen?
He's doing something wrong when he drives. That's the only explanation.
Well, at least I was able to fix this problem, okay? Kind of.
Don't you feel like at this point it's got to be your fault?
No, I don't.
It 100% is.
I mean, time.
Just like how a bicycle you have to, you know, start.
Oh, don't bring that up. You'll rage out. We want to talk about that. Hey, how's that bike riding going, by the way?
Pretty good, actually.
And when's the last time you rode it?
A week and a half?
That sounds horrible. What's been the problem?
Not getting off work.
Oh. Why don't you ride it from work to here? I thought that was your plan.
Yeah, that was the plan.
No response.
So you're just not doing
so
that.
So it's not going well.
It's not going well riding it from... Because Shay doesn't want to ride her bike from work to here.
It's not that far.
And she don't want to walk, so it's just a mute point.
And she can't drive.
Correct. So...
That is a tough one. You know, you could drive her here, drop her off, drive back, ride your bike, ride back, then drive here. I mean, that wouldn't even be a mile of bike riding. To ride there and back.
No, it just doesn't make much sense to do that, so.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense. Shay won't ride her bike. Even Chris is riding her bike.
I went on Monday.
And Chris hates the outdoors.
Yeah. It'd be nice if Shay would ride her bike more often, but.
Where is she tonight?
At home.
Is she with Jared?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Jared's in Olathe.
Also, your brakes aren't working?
They're kind of working.
What does kind of mean?
I have to press a little harder than I used to get it to work. I don't slow down as fast.
This is a dangerous car to be on the road.
It still stops.
For now.
Well, when you put it in park.
Well, no, it might go backwards. In park.
Touché.
There's really no park for manual.
Yeah, Katrina, you dumbass.
There's still always
you
a parking
fucking
brake.
Donut.
There's still always a parking brake.
Yeah, but that involves the brakes, so since the brakes really aren't working, that's not really working either.
Isn't your parking brake separate from your other brake?
Not really.
It's a security
system for if your brakes fail.
I know
there is a cable in the rear brakes that is connected to the emergency brake.
Steph, can we look this up because I do not want him to be right.
No, I honestly don't care enough.
Okay, fine.
I'm just saying, one of my friends' brakes broke off into their wheel, and they were talking about how they had to use the emergency brake. Mm-hmm. So... I mean, it obviously works
parking brake,
in case of backup.
Also called an emergency brake, is a mechanical hand lever or foot-operated brake that is a backup braking system.
Backup.
It is located either between the front two seats or to the left of your gas and your brake pedal. Duh. A parking brake controls the rear brakes and is a completely separate device from your vehicle's regular hydraulic brakes. It is in charge of keeping a parked vehicle stationary. It's in charge. Its employees are paid minimum wage. It will prevent the car from rolling down a hill or moving. The emergency brake comes from the brake's ability to stop the car if the regular hydraulic brakes totally fail. Parking brakes are completely mechanical and use only cables and levers to operate. When a parking brake lever is pulled, these cables transmit the necessary force to keep your vehicle in place or to stop the vehicle. The steel cables are attached to the parking brake, and when the parking brake is pulled, the steel cables are tightened. Most vehicles have drum brakes on the rear wheels.
Okay,
so when
I'm done.
The parking
basically,
brake is,
we're right. That's all I need.
Yeah. all it said was it's completely separate from your normal brake.
I think he's right.
Yeah, because we screwed up the emergency brake when we were changing the rear brake to fix the car.
Okay, he's only right because he fucked up his car to make it right.
No, I think his description was right to begin with.
But it said they're completely separate from the hydraulic brakes. It said if your hydraulic brakes fail, you can use it.
No, the cable, you pull the cable and it makes the brakes interlock. Your braking pedal uses hydraulics to cause the brake to lock.
But it works in place if your brakes fail.
No, if your hydraulic system of braking fails.
Well, if
so, your hydraulics push the brakes together. If that stops working, this manual system uses a rod to push your brakes together. So if you don't have rear brakes, you don't have brakes.
But
period.
He fucked up his rear brakes in the first place, is what he just said.
But still, he was right. The brakes are the same. If his brakes don't work, the parking brake doesn't work.
I disagree with that.
Well, that's what this article says right here.
No, it said they're separate.
On
it,
the direct,
it flat out it said that it's separate.
Cameron, we need a ruling.
He wasn't listening, so he can't say. And you know he's going to side with you because he's a fucking jackass.
No,
he'll
side against Matthew on principle.
Science.
He just says science. That's all I said. Yeah, Matthew, I'm with you on this.
Okay,
I think you're
okay,
right.
Okay, fine. I'm,
bros before
I've,
hoes.
I've said this 100 times now. Call Mark, he'll know.
I'm not calling Mark. We're not calling him.
Okay, I'll call him.
I don't have his number, or I would.
If we're calling him, I'm talking about his penis. And that's all that's going to happen. So I hope his cousin enjoys penis talk.
No.
Science.
What do you think is going to happen if Mark is right and he agrees with Matthew, and then you marry a man who thinks just like Matthew? Matthew, will you kill the bees on my balcony?
Can I use my shotgun?
I don't care what you use. You can
use
a flamethrower.
Yes.
I don't care.
Let me buy some shells after I get paid, and I'll be over there.
Okay.
Sweet.
Don't you have to pay, like, your gas bill instead of that?
Oh, yeah, I forgot your gas got turned off.
Yeah, that's only $100.
What's
being paid more than $100.
What is controlled in your house by gas?
The hot water heater.
Okay.
The stove.
Okay.
The heater, of course.
Okay.
Like four. That's it?
$500.
Oh, that's not bad.
No. I mean, we get our food at McDonald's, so.
Yeah. And you don't shower anyway, so.
Well, I do shower, but.
Well, I mean, not too
it's getting turned on tomorrow afternoon, so.
Okay. Well, Matthew, thank you. That'll be all.
Sweet.
All right, bye. You guys are so depressed that Matthew just beat you in an argument.
I still don't believe we already changed topics.
We're over it because we're nowhere
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you're trying to change topics because you got beat and you don't want to dwell on it. But I remember. I'll remember this day.
By all means.
Forever.
I'm going to call Mark.
That's fine. Mark wants the poon so bad, he will say whatever.
Oh,
yeah,
that's not
true. Of course little elves crawl out of the axles and push the wheels together. That's how it works.
We did not say anything as neurotic as that.
Neurotic? Is that what you just
said? I did. Neurotic.
Okay. It's hard to argue with a woman who just used neurotic in a sentence, but I'm going to go with it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, when we come back, what are we going to talk about?
You're the one that had the list today.
I do. The only thing left on my list.
No, something was going to enrage me.
Yes, the only thing left on my list is the thing that will enrage you.
The only thing I really have to talk about, well, not really talk about, but I want to take my measurements.
Oh, okay. Does he have to leave the room when it happens?
No. Come
on. Are you going to take your shirt off when you do
it? I'm not going to take anything off.
What if he leaves, will you take your shirt off while
you do it? We'll
see. I need a firm yes. I'll admit that you were right about the brakes.
I'm bullshit.
No, I will.
I doubt it.
I'll verbally berate him for being so stupid.
No.
Okay. Wow. I know. I can't believe that didn't work. I can't believe he's
listening. Because I don't want you to say it just for boobs. I want you to say it when I prove that you're wrong.
If I say it when you prove that I'm wrong, will you take your shirt off? Okay. But what if Mark says that I'm right? Then will you take your shirt off?
Nope.
This
tough
is
cookie.
Not good
tough
for
cookie.
Me because I'm definitely right.
Tough cookie. We'll figure that out. We'll just take a break. And when we come back, we'll figure it out.
I guess we'll take a break. All right. We will be right back with Katrina's Naked Body. I made him wait again. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll be right back. Welcome back to On the Internet. It's the show at...
On the Internet!
Katrina punched her microphone. I really enjoyed it.
I tapped it and then I got distracted.
Playing a lot of classics today. Mm-hmm. You know what this is? Okay. Yeah, I love how you agree.
I can't really hear it.
That's classic.
I can tell that it's classic just by the tone. Like, it has that, like, 90s feel. I like classic rock tone. But no, I don't know what the song is. I recognize that sound. But it's not Linkin Park.
These are the band that is currently and presently fighting the scourge of foo throughout the world.
The Foo Fighters.
There you go. Katrina still didn't get it.
Who uses that word anyway? So, like, it's not like foo, yes, of course.
It's a thing. But anyway, welcome to On the Internet, it's a show that's on the internet. Just a reminder, this is the last episode for 4 weeks, and then we'll return with 3 final episodes.
We will return when? It's what's the final specific
we
day?
We will be back on June 17th at 8 o'clock Central Time at duo.com/live. So be sure to be there. There will be a penis measuring contest.
I know this song because it's on one of the Nail CDs. I knew I recognized
it. Fade out then.
You're welcome.
It's horrible.
You're welcome.
Just ruined it.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Which do you want to do first? Piss me off?
We just got a text on our super secret engineering hotline that the live stream is down. I think it would matter if the only person who wasn't watching would be the person on our super secret engineering hotline. Whatever. Does it say it's down, Matthew? Does he know how to tell? Cameron, did you show him that trick I showed you? I don't know what's happening. We've got a couple donuts over here. Well, I think it's probably Nick then.
Well, he was saying that what he was explaining earlier made it sound like he was having issues with his own internet.
Okay.
You fucking donut.
That's for Nick.
He's another partner in Duo. I've never met him, right?
He's the only person who's a fan of our show. Okay. He listens
every week. That's not true.
It is, and he hates you.
Marcus. Fucktard. I was trying to come up with a better name, but fucktard's my go-to word. So,
for Mark?
Marcus.
Oh, Marcus J. Oh, okay.
I totally thought she said Mark, and yeah, I thought she was calling Mark a fucktard.
Yeah,
I mean I've said that before.
You. Yeah, I'm sure you have. So let's do your measurements.
Sure.
Okay.
Do you still have that handy-dandy tape measure?
It's got to be around here somewhere. Can someone on our crack production staff find our
please
tape measure,
please? Don't hit me with it, because it's quite large.
We're also going to need someone on our crack production staff to turn on the wireless mic. We had a 10-minute break before this. Why worry about it?
Last time, was Cameron all up in the business with Seth?
He was miking me.
That's why.
Yeah.
But he was in close proximity, because I was like, I feel like Cameron was really close. Oh, they're so blank.
Hand it to me, even though I'm going to hold it. It's over there by the cups. We'll just grab it when we're over there. Okay. So, Cameron?
How do you see it? Because I don't see it.
I see it.
It's over there. And then, Matthew, you need to turn on the wireless mic. Make sure it works over here.
All right. That's
yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you. Right. It works.
I don't have headphones.
All right, Matthew, you leave so Katrina can take her shirt off.
This is working. He's actually doing it.
We should close the windows of the perch people. Church.
Yes, that would probably be noteworthy.
I got it. Now get out of here.
Get out of here, Matthew. What if she was already naked? Yes, you're getting fully naked now. That's what's happening.
This is fantastic. This is the greatest day ever now. We're shunning Christians. We're kicking Matthew out of the studio. This is a good day for me. Just fantastic.
All right, let's do this. Where's the tape measure?
I got it right here.
All
right.
Katrina, please stand and disrobe.
I don't know if Seth agreed with us.
You never really agreed with us.
What happened? I agree. I agree to everything you said. I totally agree. Why is Chris cockblocking me right now? What's wrong with her?
Because I want you to admit I was right.
You're right. You're right, and you're beautiful. And I love you. Now, Katrina, take your top off.
No camera
now. Yeah, that's fine.
Let's just come over here.
Cameron.
Over here.
Now I feel like you're going to turn a camera on over there.
How?
I will make sure.
This one real close.
Why do you want me over there? Just because there's more room.
I've got some scissors, Katrina, in case he tries to do something.
When you stop, I will come
to you. I've
stopped. Okay.
Because apparently this is where I was supposed to go.
This is where we're doing it. Good lord.
Oh my god.
Now, okay. It feels awkward.
Yeah, well, we're all going to be really close to each other for a while.
Can I just point out that this is what Cameron's doing during our goddamn show? He's playing some type of Marvel fighter, but Juggernaut.
Yeah. He's pretty hardcore.
She feels like they're peeking through.
I think that's harder to peek through.
Okay, fair enough.
That's fine. All right, let's do this.
Homer.
Do you remember your last measurements?
I remember 2 of them. I actually pulled a blonde moment, and I lost one of them.
Okay. I don't know.
But it was the one that was
saying. Are they on your phone?
That's what I mean. I accidentally lost
Yeah, your top should be your bottom.
Yeah, I got that
one.
It's in the waist that I lost track of. Okay. I don't know what it was.
But I'm also wearing a different bra this time.
I feel like there's
so.
Less room over here.
I mean, we can turn. We can move.
Oh, that's right. Go ahead.
Yeah, you gotta
shit, how did I do this last time?
You put it like...
I put it on your nipple. It's gotta go on your nipple. There you go. Okay. You did it.
Yeah, this is the worst tape measure ever.
It's not quite on your boob. There we go.
I feel like it's not entered the way it's squared.
You are at... 39.
That was the same as she was last time.
So let's see what your butt is.
I think it's... You went... Okay, hold on. Stretch this out. Hold on. Put your hand here.
Where? Here?
Yes. And then put that one around and pull.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's what you did last time. That's high. And cool.
Oh, you want waist. Oh, yeah, we're doing waist now. I thought
you
were making
you're doing my bust again.
I thought you were making me re-measure your boobies.
No.
Okay, 34.
Is that what it was last time?
No. Go back. Fucking good.
Let's go back.
All right, and then... Do the smart way.
As your head's all over...
Okay. Would you rather get on my knees?
That's what you did last time.
I know. I like to do that over
here.
Oh my god. It's 39. What a miracle. Well, this is what matters.
It does look smaller though. It feels smaller.
Oh, this was great.
Yes, she set a precedent now. Next time it's the pants too. Pants, I mean the yoga pants.
I did almost just drop my jeans when I changed in my yogas.
Nobody can hear you right now.
I said I was going to just drop my jeans.
I feel like no one heard that either, but that's okay.
Just mic that bad?
No,
it's on. It's just, it's quiet.
All right.
It'll hopefully get
drop my pants!
Levelated. And if not, you'll have to manually look at that a little bit. Who cares? The best part was for the people in this room, because I just saw Katrina without her shirt on.
For the first time.
And it was glorious. Several. Chris, you want to get measured without your shirt on?
I mean, I didn't get measured before.
That's okay. We can start now.
Yeah, it don't matter.
At some point.
We can start now. You look so excited. I can't tell you no.
She's definitely telling me no right now. That's what's happening.
I just don't see the point. Like, Katrina's tracking hers.
Well, I'm attempting to.
She's
it
not
really
doing
work.
A good job of it.
It was 34?
Well, that's true.
39, 34, 39.
I had the 39. I just couldn't remember 34.
I don't want to be a dick. I'm pretty sure it was 38 before.
What, my waist?
And your butt. Yeah.
My butt was not, because my butt was the same as my boobs.
And I'm pretty sure your boobs were 38.
No, they're both 39.
No, I remember it was 39, and she put it in her phone. She put that one
in
her phone.
No. I put all of them in my phone, but what had happened was I didn't realize what I was doing, but I went and it started me over and wanted me to put in my measurements, so they blanked everything out.
Why?
I don't know why.
Android.
But it's the app itself, because it goes to like start an 8-day challenge.
Yeah.
And so you put in what you're starting at. So when you start an 8-day over, they're assuming you've changed because it's a
gotcha.
New one.
Well, that should show you your progress.
Yeah. I mean, I also lost that picture. But it's okay. That was a really bad picture.
Do we need to take a new picture?
No, it's okay.
All right. Hey, Donut, you can come back in here now. He did. Yeah. Bet Shay says that a lot, too. By the way, that was a jizz joke, and Chris laughed at it. I would just like to point that out.
Well, it's one thing to make a jizz joke. It's another to talk about jizz and specifically say the word.
Jizz.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Jizz!
Cameron sang it.
I love how you just jumped a little bit.
Well, I didn't know what was happening. I didn't want you to notice my erection.
From what you've said, I couldn't notice it anyway.
That's accurate. How does it make you feel that there's a Keystone light with antlers in our studio?
Eh.
Yeah, it's
I saw it a few weeks ago.
So I feel, too. Pretty eh about it.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, really? But who cares?
Okay, so, only because I have it written down here, I feel like I should make a point of how stupid I am. And yes, I will say this.
Okay.
So,
you fucking donut.
With age, I've come to realize a lot of things that are really obvious, but I've just been oblivious to them.
Okay.
Like, earlier when we were talking about Piggy in the Brain, I realized how perverted that could be.
Because it's like...
Like a pink taco, and then you've got the brain. So, yeah. Like, pinky.
Yeah.
The vagina's usually
I never really
to
thought
being,
that was...
Vagina's usually referred to being as pink.
Generally,
and then I know people can,
hey,
like...
Show me. Generally, Cameron is really into these types of conversations, and he is just not right now. Oh, my gosh.
He's just on Twitter. I thought maybe he was looking at some pinkies, and that's why he was...
I mean...
Ignoring us.
You can't even get Cameron involved. We're talking about sex. I mean...
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
I can stab him with these scissors.
Hey, Chris, you're not in our show, man.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm in it. No, we only got a few episodes left. I'm doing whatever I want.
I don't hear anything.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doing whatever I want.
Should we give her 60 seconds tonight?
Yeah, because she already used it.
Was the pinky stuff the only thing that made you feel dumb? Or was there another point to that?
No, that was pretty much it. That okay. I never took that pervertedly like it could have.
Well, I didn't want to cut you off.
Because there's a lot of innuendos when it comes to children's.
Yes, there's a ton. Okay. 60 seconds with Chris. Go!
Chris did not come up with any
topics. She told
her
two stories.
I did tell my stories already, and I'm not used to having more time.
What'd you do today?
Today was a good day.
Oh, God.
Today, Chris got a raise at work.
I thought those were impossible to come by.
Oh, no. Not for me.
Not for me.
So I got a raise, and it's exciting.
Are they filling Heather's position?
I don't know what's happening there.
Oh, my God. What have I done?
It's right? Long and complicated.
Okay, your 60 seconds are up. That's great.
That was cool. Only 30 seconds.
No, that was 60. I was pretty sure.
I was only 30.
Pretty sure it was 60 seconds. Cameron, 30. How many seconds was that?
That was 60.
It was 60. The production staff confirmed it was 60 seconds. Matthew, did you get the same reading? Okay, 60 seconds.
But I finally thought of something to talk about.
All right.
You get 30 seconds.
Oh, crap, I hit the wrong button. Here we go.
So I found something that I think will help Matthew.
God.
So the other day, I saw
Gun.
This tweet from Coke that was like, remember, name on your paper is worth partial credit. And then it said, thanks, Coke. And it had, you know, the share a Coke with. So we could get him a Coke so he remembers how to spell his name. And he wouldn't have to call himself Matthews. So we could find one that says Matthew and then he could remember how to spell.
I don't think
remember,
that would help him.
It's partial credit.
I don't think that would help him.
I just thought maybe.
I would literally, back in the day, he could not spell my ex-wife's name with anything. He would always spell it Sarha, even though her name was Sarah. There was a time where we had a birthday card for her, and I signed it to her before he had it, and he wrote right underneath my writing of Sarah, Sarha. So although it's a good theory, I don't think it would work.
Could we trick him by giving him one that says, like, share a Coke with Cameron, and then he'd write Matthew as Cameron?
I think really the only way is to legally change his name to the letter O. And then he can just...
Or Rast, because that's what he is.
Rast. You know, that's it's sad that he did that, but our famed developer Nick George also did that. So
Nid.
He just said Nid, and then he's like, nah, giving up. Nid is it. So, yeah. You know what? We should have done our tournament this weekend, Cameron, because it's going to be... Well, you're not here. God, Karen, what are you doing to me?
What tournament?
It's a gaming tournament.
We're going to do a Super Smash Brothers Super Mario Kart tournament.
Oh, why did I ask?
You don't want to be there for that? Does Mark play Super Smash Brothers or Mario Kart?
No.
Why not?
He plays Star Wars.
Too much into
Battlefront?
Home Improvement.
I'm pretty sure that's what he's playing right now.
Sweet. Pretty sure. Battlefront one.
I think. I don't think.
There's the battle. See, the problem is you'd play on anything but Nintendo, you gotta have multiple systems. That's the problem.
Pretty sure he plays it on his Xbox.
Yeah. And you have to land him up, so we'd all have to get Xboxes.
Because he did not answer my first phone call. And the second one, he's like, make it quick. I'm playing Star Wars right now. And I'm like, okay.
What Star Wars game would he be playing on his Xbox right now?
It's one he played a long time ago. So
okay, then it
one.
Could be Battlefront. It definitely could be Battlefront.
What?
Let's see. Ariana Grande has made a quote, and it says, quote, I am proud that I have no tits. It's a statement about her body issue. Because people apparently chastise her. I don't
like
think anyone...
that sweatshirt that said, I have no tits, and I thought it said I had tits, and then I wanted it.
I don't think anyone's looking at Ariana Grande's tits. They're all looking at that bum. Cameron knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. Who are you texting right now? You find out what game he's playing?
I was going to, and then I got distracted.
Well, good. Since we're playing about games, talking about games.
Playing about games. That sounds like a Katrina.
Well, let's talk to Vanilla. Let's go down to the ice cream store and get some Vanilla ice cream. What are you doing?
She's
right
ignoring
now?
You now.
I know.
Yep,
what is she
much.
Doing?
I'm
right now.
Facebooking.
In this studio. Katrina's on her phone. Cameron's on her phone. Matthew's on
Cameron's
her phone.
Cameron's on her phone.
We can't even entertain the people in this room. We can't entertain the co-host of the damn show.
You never could. Let's be real. Come on. How many years have we been doing this?
Too many. Yeah. Too many
That's
years.
That's why it's ending.
That's why it's got to end. It's over.
Now Cameron's sitting like creepily close to me.
This cord is breaking. I'm mad.
Sorry.
What are, you, what are you
what
doing?
Were you going to talk about games?
I don't know. I'm mad now.
Were you going to talk about Amiibos?
Yeah, that's what I was going to talk about.
I figured.
So, next Friday, Wave 4 Amiibos come out. Okay?
Oh, God. So no, I'm really going to check it out. Watch this.
I've got... I've already ordered Charizard.
Oh, my God.
Pac-Man. The Splatoon characters, Squid Boy, Squid Girl, and the Inkling Squid in a 3-pack and individually. And then I've also ordered, who was the other person I ordered? It was Pac-Man, Charizard, Wario. So the ones that are left are generally the only ones that are exclusive to certain stores. So Jigglypuff at Target, only sold at Target. And then Greninja, only sold at Toys R Us. And, of course, the ill-fated Ness at GameStop. So next Friday. Oh, and also, there's a Silver Mario coming out that'll be in limited supply, but it'll be at all stores in limited supply. So next Friday, I am taking the day off of all work-related activities to hunt for Amiibo in the morning. I figure I should wake up around 5 a.m. and head to Target, which I believe opens first, to grab Jigglypuff and perhaps the Silver Mario. Shoot me. And then after that, GameStop
just
should be open.
Shoot me.
There won't be any Ness, but I could possibly get some extras of other Amiibo, including the Silver Mario. Then it'll be to the other GameStop, then to Hastings, then to Walmart. But here's the thing. I want to go to Toys R Us in Topeka. But I don't want to go to Topeka alone. Because it's scary.
It's not that scary.
So who wants to come with me?
I will, but you have to pay me handsomely.
How much? Well, if I buy you an Amiibo.
God, no.
Come on, they're cute.
You know, you're going to have to at least buy me like Victoria's Secret or dinner or something.
I'm going to buy a Victoria's Secret.
Exactly.
I'm good with that. Would Mark hate me if I got a Victoria's Secret?
No.
Would you tell him I bought you stuff?
No.
Okay, then we're free. That's fine. That's fine with me. I'm fine being a shameful secret. Well, now that I'm really thinking about this, it'd be really great if I went to Kansas City to get some Amiibo.
When are you going to do that?
I don't know. What if I went up Thursday night? Well, see, here's the thing. So maybe I got to strategize here. Because
okay, I'm out.
Part of the thing is that this is a small town. Small-ish. There's still like 40,000 people
smaller
here.
Smaller compared to Kansas City.
Exactly.
And
so I'm kind of banking on the fact that even though because we're smaller, we'll probably get less stock, there will also probably be less nerds to compete against.
I don't know about that.
So, well, so this is my problem. If there's a gaggle of nerds in Manhattan, and I've got to wait for these nerds, I might as well wait in Kansas City where there's definitely more of a selection.
If you go to Kansas City, I will try and take Friday off.
Oh, really?
Are we talking about like this Friday, like in 2 days?
No, week from this week Friday.
Because you know I'm not here, so.
Oh, yeah, Katrina's out of town.
Why would you bring this up? So, my only option is Monday. And Monday is a holiday, so you wouldn't have to take the day off.
I can't tell Nintendo of America to
it
move their...
It releases on Friday.
Well, I'm just Amiibos. Saying. I'm just saying. That's my only day.
Okay, well, then I guess Katrina's out.
Was I ever really in? Let's be real.
I don't know. I was thinking about a nice romantic evening between us in a hotel.
Well,
going Victoria's Secret shopping.
Wait till I get back. We could do that.
We can't.
Sunday.
They will
we
be gone. I don't think you understand how important these
Seth,
things are.
I don't think you understand that in 2 weeks they're going to have a new stock fucking coming
they're
out.
They're not.
No, they don't.
They don't.
They don't do that.
Again, I go back to, why are you into this again?
Because they're great.
Why?
I don't know why. I love them. Don't you love Nintendo? What if they make collectible farm animal figurines? Wouldn't you want those? What if they sold a collectible cow taco?
What that. The hell?
Cameron would buy that. Do you not know what we're talking about? Katrina forgot her own story right now.
So, are you going to Wichita next weekend?
Yes, I will go next weekend. But it'll be after I'm done shopping. Because it'll only take an hour or two.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to walk in and go, nope. And then I'll leave and go
to the next
place. But you
were talking about going to Kansas City.
Well, yeah, that's only a four-hour thing. Most likely, I will only go to Topeka to get Amiibos at Toys R Us. But it's scary in Topeka. So I need someone to come with me. Someone that's not Matthew.
Yeah.
Because he's got to work. You don't work Fridays?
He says. Maybe. He will fail you. He always fails you.
I don't know. Are you going to fail me? Are you going to like pass
he
out
will.
And die?
Because
I will leave
he's
your carcass for Amiibos. Okay. I don't know. Matthew could do it.
Really?
Do that?
You will feel safer with him in your prison.
Yes, because
as long as
if...
I'm not the one driving, he's perfectly fine. He's sitting in the back.
And if there's a mugger, I can outrun him. He will die first. You get. That's definitely true.
She's like, let me play the buggy.
She won't be here. We're safe.
Yep.
I feel like someone told me today that they were up for going with me. I don't remember who it was.
I mean,
was it you?
Yeah, it was me.
I see sheepishly like.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's a moot point. Me and Cameron will do it.
Done.
There you go.
So glad we spent the last 5 minutes talking about that.
You didn't, though. You talked about something else with some friend.
I did.
A couple days ago, too.
Did we? How did I forget this again?
Because you're old and you forget everything.
I'm just so excited about the Amiibos that I forget my friends. That's what's happening.
Okay, so...
That's true.
Serious question.
Yes.
How is it possible to lose weight but not inches?
Because it takes a lot...
I don't know.
I think it takes a lot of weight to lose an inch. Like, if you lose 3 pounds...
I've heard
pounds,
people that didn't lose weight, but they lost a bunch of inches.
It depends on your activity, what you're doing.
I did
nothing.
Read online... Nothing. I did read online that...
So it's all going to my butt.
For every
okay
for every 30 pounds you lose, your dick gets 1 inch bigger.
No, it just gets one inch more visible.
Well, that's same thing to me.
So is that what happened? You've lost 30 pounds?
I'm not quite there yet. I'm only at 20. But I don't feel like my dick's an inch bigger. But at some point, like...
considering you've never shown me, I can't
like
compare.
The dick, you know, it's so small, you know, the fat eventually grows out. So even if I lose 30 pounds, it's going to take several 30-pound losses to even be visible in the first place.
So you're going to look like a you. God damn it.
Science.
No, what I was going to say was just so wrong. I couldn't finish
science.
It.
Science.
Oh, now we have to hear this.
I had every intention.
Okay. This is going to be disturbing.
Said, so you're going to look like a Holocaust victim before you'll actually be able to see it.
I don't understand the reference.
You have to be so skinny, like a Holocaust victim,
to be able to see it. You have to lose that much weight.
I was ready to be offended, then I got confused, and now I'm just laughing.
I heard it, and I was offended, even though I didn't know what it meant. But now I know what it means, and I'm not offended anymore. So I don't know what that means. But yes, that's exactly right, to answer your question. Yes. Yes.
Oh, bad images.
I would hope so. But, okay, we got to take a break.
Nah.
Because we only got, like, 2 minutes left in the show.
That's how it always happens.
And then it's over for 3 weeks. I'm so glad that we ended our last segment before a month-long break with a Holocaust joke.
Yep.
Let
You're
me tell
welcome.
You, I know Cameron is proud. He loves this. It's his favorite thing. We'll be right back. And welcome back to On the Internet. It's the show that's...
On the internet!
Thank you. I like how Cameron yelled it, even though he's not even near a mic. I could barely hear him.
He likes to participate.
I could barely hear him over the musical stylings of Jack White's bass guitar playing on this Beck song.
Booyah.
Yeah. But anyway, this is the end of the show. So, like I said, just to recap, we're taking 4 weeks off. Well, 3 weeks off. We'll be back 4 weeks from now with the start of our final three episodes. So, July... Or, God, I keep saying July.
I know.
June 17th at 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Mountain, 5 o'clock Pacific, 11 a.m. in Guam, and 2 a.m. in London. It'll be the start of our final episodes.
Woo.
We're only doing three of them. We'll end the week
only
of before
July.
Only
doing three of them.
We're only doing three final episodes. This is a big deal. Okay?
Okay.
So be sure to tune in and listen and do it live. Because that's the best way to enjoy this show.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So we'll see you guys then, I guess. Right?
Woohoo!
All right. Enjoy your next several weeks.
Bye.
Bye.
On the Internet is a production of Duo, executive produced by Seth Neiman and Cameron Wolford. I hope you enjoyed your time today. Please come back and join us next time on the Internet. Logging out now. Goodbye.